CBS News Brief. Ahead of the New Hampshire primary, former President Trump ramping up his attacks on Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley. He told Fox News,
Democrats want her to run desperately, so they have a lot of Democrats signing up in New Hampshire, but I don't think it's going to matter.
Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is trailing behind Trump and Haley, but he says he has resources to stay in the race through March. Correspondent Scott McFarland tells us Hunter Biden will talk to congressional Republicans.
The ongoing standoff and negotiations between congressional Republicans and Hunter Biden nearly led to a contempt of Congress finding against Biden, but they've agreed on a closed-door interview.
An American Airlines plane slid on an icy runway in Rochester. While no one was hurt, this passenger says it was scary.
I felt that we were in the grass once it kind of came to like a complete stop, and then the plane slightly tilted to the side. And the plane never tilts to the side like that.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. He led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
WisCountry 105.5 WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of these local businesses so that we can bring high school sports action to you. Paper City Savings, El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Randy and Michael bring you all the action on WisCountry WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba.
Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, WisCountry.
Winona.
Mostly cloudy today with a few off and on flurries or snow showers possible this afternoon. It's going to be cold. We'll get to 10 for a high today. The wind chill factor, single digits to teens below zero most of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 6 below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 12. Tired of the cold. We're going to warm it up. 30s most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Got your host, James J., and I am joined by CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Good to have you with us. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today.
Great to be here.
We have good things to get into. We have a huge birthday to celebrate today. Actually, two of them, really, when I think about it.
I knew which one you meant.
Yeah, we've got those coming up. We've also got some fun other things we want to talk about. A little bit of country music news. Some really exciting Super Bowl news, if you haven't heard about it yet. Can't wait to get into that. But we like to kick things off when Terry's with us with the United Way. Terry, how are things going over there?
Things are going really good. We are just, trying to end last year. Wrap up 2023 and moving forward on 2024 stuff. So, wrapped up our campaign or wrapping up, doing a little bit of follow-ups by the end of this month. And then, looking forward to some really great events on the horizon for whatever we call this, end of winter, early spring. So February 7th, we've got our annual meeting, and then we've got Power the Purse, which is a great event on March 12th. And then just to save the date for folks, our partnership with Prevail Bank, Shred Day, which is, shredding sensitive documents. That is going to take place on April 10th.
Excellent.
So, yeah. Got some great stuff.
It's a great wrap to the year. How does it go for you wrapping up this year, this campaign season in January, while also trying to plan out the next year?
Well, it's just, It's just how it rolls.
Just who
it's
you
just,
are, too.
Just, it's just part of the blur.
Well, anyway, we can help out the United Way. Find out how you can, and there's plenty of volunteer opportunities as well. Calling 211 is a great start. Go into uwswac.org and be sure to find out all that you can about the United Way. Their calendar raffle is looking for sponsors. There's a lot of great opportunities there with our United Way. Find out more by following them on social media as well. I think we should start and dive into our National Day of Calendar.
All right.
We're going to go right ahead and do that because we got 3 days to cover. So let's go ahead and dive right in. For this Friday, January 19th. Man, 19th of January already?
Here we go.
It's Good Memory Day.
Oh, nice.
Good memories.
Like good memories, remembering things, or like, do you have a good memory?
Testing your memory. Boy, that could be tough. Either one of those might be. The best moments in life are often the simplest. Long-cherished experiences can brighten our spirits and fill us with gratitude. Go take a walk down memory lane in your memory bank and go ahead and think of some great, wonderful things. I like how certain songs, I've said this for quite some time, music is a time machine. You hear a certain song in the radio and it'll take you back.
Oh, no question.
And there's even the science to back that up now, where a couple of years ago, I don't know if it was you and I that did the article about how the science has actually proven this, that the music that you grow up on, it tends to be the people that raised you. And the music that you, when you're a teenager, you first buy your first album, your first song that you buy, or I guess nowadays download, or whatever, like, you know, I really dated
anybody
myself.
Anybody under 30 is like, what is he talking about?
Well, even worse, let's date ourselves even more, something that you and I can relate to. When it's not so much that as it is, you're waiting by the radio so you can record the song that you want.
And making sure everyone else in the house is quiet so you don't get any background
noise.
Exactly. That was the greatest thing ever made when they were in the same device and then you didn't have to worry about that. But what about, I remember my first CD, right?
Yes.
Like, you vividly remember when those rolled out, and what was the first, I remember the first one I bought, for sure.
The first CD I bought was actually called, well, the album name was Vivid. That's funny you said that.
Funny.
Living Colors Vivid.
Mine was Metallica Black.
Oh, nice. Oh, good one. That's a good one, man. That's a good one. Brew a Potion Day.
No problem.
Yep. Oh, well played.
Already worked up a few today.
Already got a couple in the fire. Gather ingredients from the garden, mix them in a cauldron with care, add some magic, and stir until bubbles appear. I don't know if bubbles are going to appear from just that, though.
I don't know.
I don't know much about this, though. I haven't worked with a lot of cauldrons. I don't know. Cauldrons might cook differently. Actually, they do seem like they do cook differently.
I would think it's much more even heat, don't you think?
Yeah.
You know, cast iron I need to get me one of those.
It does seem like it'd be a great thing to have, just if you needed it.
Be super fun.
Just
have you
a
ever gone to Door County and done a fish boil?
No,
they
I
do those in. Well, the ones that we've been to, like, it's outside and it's literally in like a big black cauldron.
Oh, I would try that.
So it's pretty cool.
I'd love to do that. Artist as Outlaw Day. Artist is Outlaw Day. What is this one? Artists who make statements with their works challenge us to think, question, and see the world in a new and meaningful way. There's a lot of purposes to art. I hear people sometimes say the purpose of art is this, or the idea of art is this. Art is anything you want it to be. It's art. It's creativity. Some people take art to express themselves. Some people take art to express for others. And some people use art as a way of protest or as a way of speaking. I think Banksy is probably the most recent example of this. The unknown graphic designer, graphic artist who goes around putting up paintings about, you know, things that he sees in the world. And he puts them in random places. And he actually had a famous one where he was, because he's a graffiti artist, but he was selling a painting once. And he sold it at, I think, Tiffany's auction or something like that. And somebody bought it for like $15 million something. Well, and then as soon as the auction clicked, it went, the painting shredded. And the person was flipping out and everything, and everybody's flipping out, and I never heard what happened with it exactly.
Interesting.
But
that's a statement.
He's one of the he believed that we were wasting money at these auctions and everything, and wanted to prove it, and he proved it.
Ever he had the check.
I imagine. If he's a true artist, he had the check first.
I mean, right? He was in like Morocco or something.
Yeah,
right?
But I think of people like Gil Scott-Heron. with The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, that spoken word piece that changed my life as a kid and I think many others. Maya Angelou was very big on this. There's so many, James Baldwin, so many great authors that I think of when I think of, this country was founded, literally founded on protest, literally founded on these things. Understanding, I think, going forward, because we're not going to get rid of protesting, but understanding going forward the way to protest.
Yeah, what the expression is. Yes.
When you do certain things, you lose the message. And if it loses the message, it becomes about you. And then it's just you wanting to do something. Nobody has any interest in that. That's your thing. If you're talking about being a part of something, that's different. And when you're a part of something, it ain't about you. It's about the message.
You know, I'm loud enough, but I kind of would like one of those old megaphones on that picture.
I refuse to let you have a bullhorn. Anybody else in your life, fine, but not me. You don't need one. You know how far I have to turn your mic down? You know? National Tin Can Day. These cylinder containers, the unsung heroes of the pantry organization, and like mini storage champs, keeping your food fresh and ready.
Not really something you have a day to day appreciation for, but you really kind of should.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. These have been around since the 1800s, and they literally changed everything in the food industry and world.
Yeah, for sure.
Big appreciation to tin cans, and World Cork Day. Delight your palate with a unique dairy creation, blending tradition and innovation for a savory experience. That don't look savory to me. Sweet or savory, hot or cold, cork is a unique style of vegetarian cheese that can be used as a substance for a variety of dairy items and recipes. Okay. Oh, that's cool. That is very cool, though. Let's see if this is going to work. Oh, it did. Lately, it hasn't been working on going to the next day.
Yeah, I don't think it was working when I was here last either.
January 20th, we go to tomorrow to Saturday. And Saturday's got some fun ones and a bunch of stuff, apparently. It is Penguin Awareness Day tomorrow, people.
Of course it is.
Yes. Rise up, my penguin friends. Oh, my God. Rise up.
It's going to be like a penguin revolt.
Yes. They won't get very far. They can't open doors. They can't fly. But they're awesome. Penguins are awesome. The characters and the personalities of penguins, I think, are one of the things that pulls me to them and makes me love them so much. They also are known for a number of romantic tendencies that I think are kind of cool. And the way that the men look after the young is one of the more unique things about their species and about the animal kingdom. There are so many cool, unique things and fun stuff about penguins. I think on Penguin Awareness Day, there's two major things you could do. One, learn something new about a penguin. I try to do that every year, and that's really difficult for me. but I do. I try to learn something new every year about penguins, and keeping in mind that there are breeds of penguins that are endangered. And I don't know about anybody else out there, but I don't want to be telling I almost said my grandkids. I don't want to be telling my kids, grandkids, that we lost a breed of penguin or lost a penguin. Because, yeah, right? Jeez. It's a cool day. Check that out, everybody. National Use Your Gift Card Day is tomorrow. Terry.
Oh, yeah. Terry. Guilty. Guilty.
The first time we did this, I'll never forget, because you're like, I think I have something. We're on air and you're going in your purse. And you just kept going. Like, I found another one and another one.
I do use them, though. If you're listening and you've given me a gift card, I do use them. But if I went in my purse right now, I can guarantee you there's like 5 Culver's ones. And they had a really great promotion.
Okay. Yeah.
You got a free value meal if you got $40 worth of Culver's. So I was like, well, we'll use those. So.
Be listening for Culver's Star of the Day on WFHR in just about an hour and a half or so.
How about National Disc Jockey Day?
Yeah. Yeah. Like this.
I always kind of wanted to do that little, you know, with the.
I've done a little bit of it. It's you have to be really light with it. I thought that you were like kind of pushing down on it like a cord on a string. No, you got to be really light on the record.
Interesting. Does it wreck the record? You must just always
not if you're
use
doing
the same
it right.
One.
Not if you're doing it right. If you do it well, you shouldn't be able to. Yeah, you shouldn't because you got to reuse those. Those again. Whether it's a wedding or a bar mitzvah or a New Year's celebration or a graduating class or anything like that, disc jockeys got their place. Do some awesome work. And I think that there was a point. I don't know. I keep hearing a discord in the younger generation with DJs. Some of them think that you should have a DJ at every wedding, and that they give them the playlist. And then some think that you should have like a live band. And there's this like Discord, like this divide about it. I don't know.
I've always kind of liked the DJ more because then every different style of music could be represented. Not that a band couldn't do that, but you know what I mean? You seem to be a little bit more...
You're going to take a risk either way, unless you've really vetted both of these situations. But I think you have less risk with the DJ and telling them what to play necessarily if you want than a live band, that especially if it's a live band you don't know that well.
Unless,
you just don't know what could happen.
Unless your DJ is kind of a diva, you know, then you kind of run into, like, we were at a wedding not that long ago, and, you know, by like 10 o'clock, whatever, everybody's dancing, having a good time, and he would not, like, you'd go up and request a song, and he wouldn't play it.
Oh, that's not right.
Like,
no,
like,
that's not right.
This wedding is not, you know, I mean, and even, I don't know, it was weird.
That is not right. I know that my luck, if I have a DJ, if I have a band, I'm probably going to have Adam Sandler from The Wedding Singer. Like, that's the band that I would get. That's National Camcorder Day is tomorrow. That's a fun one. National Butterscotch Day. Those are good.
National Cheese Lovers Day.
Oh, there we go. Rejoice, Wisconsinites. That should be almost a holiday around here. Wait a minute. You got National Cheese Day tomorrow and the Packers are playing?
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if the 49ers got a chance. That might be motivator right there. National Coffee Break Day is tomorrow on a Saturday, of course. But it is a good day to have some coffee.
Finally, they lined something up right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like... Yeah. There's like National Relaxation Day and it's on like a Tuesday.
Exactly.
Really?
That's how it usually happens, yeah. National Take a Walk Outdoors Day is tomorrow.
Bundle up.
Yeah.
Get out there. Especially if you have a pet. Take your doggy for a little walk.
I did that with my fur brother Sam last night. We went for like a mini walk and it's just, there's a different quiet in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. I'm not usually the greatest about some of that, but in winter,
nice.
So nice. And it is on Sunday, we wrap up with National No Phones at Home Day.
All right, take a break.
Disconnecting, yeah.
Cool.
Any chance you can to disconnect, that's a good one. I know that Fridays are often a big one for many, many people that I know. Sundays as well. So yeah, why not Saturday? Throw it in there. Quick look at Sunday's National Day of Calendar. It is Energy Saving Week. Keep that in mind. And we'll talk more about that on Monday. World Religion Day is Sunday.
Oh, National Hugging Day.
I like that. National Hugging Day is Sunday. Find somebody to hug on Sunday.
While you're wearing your cheesy socks.
Yes, because it's also National Cheesy Socks Day. Oh, that's a great one. Oh, I got some cheesy socks. I got some funky socks.
See, and thankfully also on the weekend, so we don't have to see them.
Yes, very much, yeah. It is International Sweatpants Day as well. Sundays should always be International Sweatpants Day.
Do you think?
Absolutely. 100%. Yes. Sundays, the sweatpants were built for Sundays. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I'm very adamant about this. I am not bending on this one.
That's fine. You who can't gain an ounce. Like, I just call them fat pants.
Yeah, for me, they're just comfy pants.
You can eat as much as you want in those suckers.
They are. I'm either getting ready for my workout or I am not leaving the house again, that kind of thing. Yeah. National Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Granola Bar Day is Sunday as well.
Oh, One-Liners Day. That's fun.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. My first one-liner, the first joke I ever told my Nana, and I can tell this joke, I am almost all Italian, everybody. Nana, you want to know how you can tell somebody's Italian? Just wait a minute. They'll tell you. Just wait. Because we will. It's in our blood. We can't help ourselves. World Snow Day is
my
Sunday.
Favorite.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's got to be your favorite. Yeah, it's got to be. And it looks like we'll be able to celebrate it this year. I remember at least one or the two, one of years past, we didn't even have snow on that day. And Hyaluronic Acid Day is Sunday. Revitalize your skin care routine with a moisture boosting element.
Yeah, that's been added in a lot of the like cosmetic lines and stuff. Hyaluronic acid. It's just a good rejuvenator for your skin.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. And that is going to do it for our National Day of Calendar, but I do like the National Snow Day. That's a fun one right there. That is fun.
I don't think we're supposed to get snow on Sunday, though.
No, we're not. No. We'll see. We'll see. You never know. So I did have one other thing that I wanted to get to today, because I did say that we do have two special birthdays today. One of them we're going to be able to celebrate on WFHR, but I'd like you to give her a shout out.
Oh, well, she's asleep.
Oh, is she? Okay.
But anyway, my daughter, Grace, it is her golden birthday today.
Yeah.
So very exciting. Happy
Grace,
birthday.
Happy 19th. Happy
and she shares
birthday.
Her birthday with your favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton, also born on this day, everybody, in Sevierville, Tennessee. We're going to talk more about that and what she's accomplished a little bit later in our day in country music history. But I thought it'd be fun to kind of, because we got a bunch of requests for Dolly Parton in today. And I had somebody make a request to do one of her covers, but not off her rock album. Because I don't think a lot of us knew this, and I say myself included, Dolly Parton's been doing a lot of covers throughout her whole career. She's really loved to cover other artists. For her, hearing her talk about this, it's a way of celebrating the artist while also hopefully giving them another platform, giving them another opportunity to get heard by other people. Because this is Dolly Parton. Yeah. She can't just do things to do them. She's got to do something because she knows it's going to help somebody or do some good. And thank goodness she covered this next song, because this band, I don't know where they'd be without her covering their music. I don't know if we'd ever found out much about them or anything. So our first song, and this is for Betty over in Wisconsin Rapids. Here is Dolly Parton, Help, from the Beatles. On Wiz Country, 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Just anybody, help, I need somebody, please, please help me. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now those days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I finally changed my mind and I've opened up the door.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. Appreciate you being right on. Won't you help me get my feet back on the ground? Won't you please, please help me?
And now my life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seemed to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need you like I've never done before.
Help me if you can. Appreciate you being around.
Won't you
help me get my feet back on the ground?
Won't you please,
please help me? Help me, help me.
Younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now those days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I finally changed my mind, I opened up the door.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
Won't you
help me get my feet back on the ground?
Won't you please,
please help me?
Are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down. Yourself, I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by. every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Maybe write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Baby, write this down.
Warning: contains actual country. Country Legends 24/7.
I've reached the only logical conclusion. Love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need. Mathematical equations, self-help, psychology, gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. Oh, this ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back. We need to analyze. There
Dragon tails and the water is white. Pirates sail and lost boys fly. Fish bite moonbeams every night. And I love you. Godspeed, little man. Sweet dreams, little man. Oh, my love will fly to you each night on angels' wings. Godspeed, sweet dreams. Rocket racers all tuckered out. Superman's in pajamas on the couch. Good night, moon, we'll find the mouse. And I love you. Godspeed, little man. Sweet dreams, little man.
In the news when this fella came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. Well, that got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me two bean you collage. I want one for
set the sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good time and man. The wind and the waves and the moon winking down at me eases my mind by leaving behind the heartaches that love often brings. Now I've got a smile that goes on for miles with no inclination to roam. And I've got to say that I think I've got to stay, 'cause this is feeling more and more. So bring me two piña coladas. I gotta have one for each end. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. Goodbye to her good time and man.
It's a Friday, everybody. Enjoy those two pina coladas from Mr. Garth Brooks on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Love that song.
It's
a classic.
Too.
It's a classic. I like that we went from the Chicks Godspeed to two pina coladas.
Set sail with Captain Morgan.
That's our show. That's our show. We cover all bases. Lana Del Rey, a very popular pop singer, I would say, done some other work here and there in some other genres, but pretty, I would say, established singer. She's got her fans, got her notoriety out there, and she is incredibly talented, does a lot of her own writing for her music. She has released a snippet of a folksy new song called Henry Come On. Fans think she's working on a country album because of her recent John Denver cover and working with Father John Misty. She's also been using country imagery and spending time in the South. I'd love to hear her voice in a kind of country genre.
So this is like a conspiracy theory? People are trying to figure out what she's up to?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't really care about much of that. If you want to see the full article, go to American Songwriter. It's a great site. I'm always interested in when artists step out of their genre.
Sure.
We just played Garth Brooks, and to the end of time, that man will be considered one of the greatest showmen ever, and he also will get made fun of for being Chris Gaines. But if I ever had the chance to interview or meet him, I would thank him for doing it. Like, I appreciate that he did that. Like, that takes some, you know, bees there. That takes some bravery. I admire that. Did it, you know, you could say what you want about it, hurting careers, losing money, all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. But he did it. Like, he wanted to do that. He took a chance, and he took his shot, and he did it. You know, more power to you, I think. I could say this, too, because his career has rebounded. Had his career not rebounded, it might be a little different.
And because you haven't brought out your alter ego yet?
No, I haven't. Vincenzo hasn't come out yet.
Oh, he's out.
Oh, but one day, boy, is he. Can't put him away. Chris Stapleton met his wife, Morgan, when they were songwriters at the same publishing house in 2003, and he admits that he used their professional connection to sneak dates with her.
I love it.
This is part of the reason is why I love Chris Stapleton.
Sweet.
Chris, she would make the joke that I'd ask her to write songs at 8 p.m. on a Friday night, and she wasn't wrong. Some things are electricity. Sometimes you just know those things intuitively about who your love interest is. He adds, quote, "You can't explain those things. This is there's an electricity to it. I think when people talk about lightning striking this way, it's not really like a bolt. It's more like a buzz."
Aww.
And then one day you wake up 16 years later and you're like, okay, I still feel that. I still feel kind of that buzzed.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
That's really sweet.
I love that story. And I have to admit, this is something I would do. This
okay,
is definitely.
Listen, we're not stupid.
Oh, no, no.
she knew exactly what he was up to.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think a woman has ever been fooled by a move like this. But Chris Stapleton and many, many men will continue
but
to
that,
do it.
But that he thought he was pulling one over, that's the thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And now they've got a house full of kids and, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah, 16 years later, still rocking strong. Good on them. Want to play a little of this for you right now. Let's go ahead and see.
I got the news from my manager, Justin McIntosh. He said that they wanted me to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. And I said, oh, my gosh. Well, let me think about that. And Rex Lynn, my boyfriend, who is a huge football fan, he said, yes, she'll do it. Absolutely. So
that is fabulous.
I could break the news, but I'll let her do it.
But,
you know, Reba speaks for herself.
You have to have those moments because you think about that. If you're dating Reba McEntire, a celebrity like that. I mean, I'm guessing everything is pretty planned, pretty scheduled. There's not much spontaneity. Mm-hmm. And this was his in. Like, he's going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, yeah. Baby, please do this. And it's please.
And it's a good thing he opened his mouth in front of whoever asked instead of waiting because she might have persuaded him otherwise. He gets a point for that.
I think so, too. And especially as fans of her, I think we need to give him a point because it sounded like in that she was a little on the fence.
Yeah.
He was a little hesitant.
I love it.
And she shouldn't. She's going to rock this. She's going to do great at it. Reba will sing the national anthem at Super Bowl 58, which goes down at Allianz Stadium in Las Vegas on Sunday, February 11th. It'll air on CBS, so you'll be able to check it out. You don't have to stream this one. Post Malone will sing American Beautiful, America the Beautiful, and Andrea Day will sing Lift Every Voice and Sing. Reba tweeted a comparison between this gig and when she sang the anthem at the National Finals Rodeo in Oklahoma City 50 years ago in 1974. I don't know if I could find that or if that. Oh, it'll pop up. It'll pop up. Awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What a great that they had the footage is one thing. That's
well,
pretty cool.
And I mean, I can totally see that. And honestly, that was probably more meaningful to her than Super Bowl.
But, yeah, yeah.
But good honor for doing it.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
I don't feel right cutting that off.
I know. I was gonna say something, and I'm like, oh, I can't talk.
I can't talk over the national anthem. I can't talk, and I don't feel right cutting it off very early. I apologize.
So I really hope she, since she brought this up,
yeah,
I hope she rocks that white cowboy hat.
I would love to see that. I would love to see that. She looks amazing.
That was a sweet look.
I gotta say, she's a beautiful, beautiful woman. I think she looks better now. I kind of do. Like, I like the way she looks now, the way she's carried herself and everything. I think she looks good. And she's going to sound good. She's going to sound great. I cannot wait to hear her do this. That's going to be fun. And Super Bowl, football. Going to break. I'm going to think football. Think football thoughts. And we'll be back. We got some good stuff on the way. Randy Travis, Toby Keith, and a little Dolly Parton all coming up for you. Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The moment you walk into Family Natural Foods, you know you'll have a great experience with excellent customer service. Their knowledgeable staff are welcoming and friendly, happy to help you with any questions or needs you bring in. Have you tried their oils and vinegars yet? You can taste test them before you buy. Some favorites among the gourmet balsamic vinegars include cranberry, date, and apple. Think beyond the salad bowl. These are great on everything from veggies to grilled meats. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue.
Mostly cloudy today with a few off and on flurries or snow showers possible this afternoon. It's going to be cold. We'll get to 10 for a high today. The wind chill factor, single digits to teens below zero most of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 6 below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 12. Tired of the cold. We're going to warm it up. 30s most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
Country legends 24/7, 105.5.
There is a point when you cannot walk away, when you have to stand up straight and tall and mean the word you say. There is a point you must decide just to do it 'cause it's right. That's when you become a point of light. There is a dark that everyone must face. It wants to take what's good and fair and lay it all to waste. And that darkness covers everything in sight until it meets a single point of light. All it takes is a reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow man. There are dreamers who are making dreams come true, taking time to teach the children there's nothing they can't do. Giving shelter to the homeless, giving hope to those without. Isn't that what this land's all about? One by one, from the mountains to the sea, points of light are calling out to you and me. All it takes is a
from 105.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Kendall of the Kendalls, and here's our song, Teach Me to Cheat, from Country Legends 24/7.
teach me to. Would you mind if I use your favorite motel? When we sign in, do we use Smith & Jones? Would a drink or two make me feel less guilty? And which lie do I tell you when I come home? Teach me cheat. Show me how you do it. I want to learn from the very best, the one who cheats on me.
Wisconsin loves their country. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. I might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go west, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
Hi, this is Dolly Parton. Right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again.
Birthday girl, Dolly Parton, here you come. Here I come again on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. That was for Patty in Grand Rapids. We had a Rapids one, then a Grand Rapids one there.
I hope we've got Dolly Parton worked in all day.
We should. We should. And you're going to have plenty of her coming up throughout your day. I saw some great stuff from her coming up. Yep, born in this day in 1946 in Sevierville, Tennessee, was Dolly Parton, singer, songwriter, author, multi-instrumentalist, actress. She is one of the most successful female country artists of all time, with an estimated 100 million albums sold. Known as the queen of country music, she has starred in the movies 9 to 5 and plenty of others.
You just didn't want to say that on here.
Wasn't gonna say it right away.
Everyone knows that. Everyone over 50 knows that movie.
Everybody knew what I was talking about. Happy birthday to Dolly Parton. One of the great ways you could celebrate her birthday, Imagination Library. Find out more about that with our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Now you can help